Yes, sir.
You may not have thought that airline strike was an emergency, but it's fast becoming one. It's beginning to affect my vacation plans.
Well, why don't you just go on and take my airplane?
No, Mr. President, no, I just wanted to say that I think everything's lined up. I'm going to leave a few hours earlier today than I
intended. All right, that's all right.
4 o'clock or so.
You can just, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I got
I'll be out of here before then. I'm going to leave ahead of myself, so you get me out before you go, and you can always go then.
That's good.
You just go and have as good a time as a human can. I don't think you're not going now to some desert 108 degree like you do in the wintertime to go ski.
No, we're going out to the Cascades and the Olympics in Oregon.
Wonderful. I don't run into Bill Douglas out there.
God, no.
Drink any of that water he drinks.
Ruined. Well, I don't. I may need some of it.
You better get one of his pills, Bob. 67 years old.
I saw her at your wedding.
Well, I hope you have a good time. Now, don't hurt yourself and don't...
I'll be here the whole time, Mr. President.
They tell me that he said if we felt that it was real essential that you talked him into staying for a few months anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I don't believe we can do any better than that. I think you better figure out who you want, whether you want Harold or who you want.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to Rusk about it. He's coming in at 1 today. And
well, we'll limp through.
I think that maybe you can do some of the things you ought to be doing over there through SCI by ideas and reorganizing that department. There are about 3 things I would like to do. I would like to have thinkers and brain people constantly searching for plausible, logical presentations that would be appealing to the enemies of our system in the world that would attract them. Now, I don't care, it might be a nuclear test ban. Last night I had a long memo on agriculture. And the scientists over there are just begging that we work out an arrangement with China to get certain types of germs that go with their rice production and with their other types of production, soybeans. That's where we really got our soybeans from. Did you know that?
I knew they came from
all that stuff, and they say now we've got root rot, and we don't know how to handle it. If we could just have some exchanges in this field. So I want to get a group of RAND-type folks working on that all the time. I want the man to try to look at, we'll just say you or Cy Vance or Harold Brown or some of the folks you have over there. And we ought to just try to find 200 or 300 of them to bring in. Every day I feel 4 or 5 ambassadors. And Bob, they're the biggest bunch of culls I've ever seen. And I sit around these congressmen and senators a lot, so I'm not the highest, don't have the highest standards. But when they come in, and I just haven't found many inspiring people that. So we ought to do what Mr. Reverend said Tommy Corcoran did one time in the Holding Company Act. Said he brought in a bunch of these Frankfurters from up at Harvard, said he's buried them so damn deep around here. So we're going to have liberal legislation at least for 2 decades. And now I'd like to bury him over there during our stay. I'm doing it with the Negroes. I'm doing it with the Thurgood Marshalls and the Andy Bremers and I'm circuit courts and everything. But I need somebody that can serve them up to me.
Yeah.
I don't have any trouble approving what you send me over here, but I can't go out and find them.
Right.
I think that Cy could really do that. So there are 2 things. The third thing, if he just administers that department, just gets the answers back and forth. And he can do that pretty well, where in a year he ought to have some folks coming on.
Yeah.
He ought to find out who's good out in these countries, the chiefs of missions, and he ought to move them up some of these places, you see. We just got a same bunch of old folks that really came along with Lovett and Bruce and Harriman and that crowd, and that's not fit for the 20th century.
Well,
so maybe you can work with him.
I'll do everything I can to help.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, here?
Yeah, who's going to...
Well, it ought to be Brown or Nitzen of the two. I'm inclined to think Brown. I'll want your counsel, but that would be my guess. And then if we do that, Nitzen may resign, and then we, you know, it's sort of a nasty little thing. I'll have to face that issue.
What have you got on this CBS broadcast today? We're just murdering your Pentagon on bombing Cambodia. And said first that you said you didn't have any planes there and you didn't do any bombing. And this Bill Shorter or something from out in Saigon, is the meanest broadcast I believe I've heard, said you didn't have any planes there. Then a few days later you come along and say, well, we did have planes, they were our planes, they did bomb, but they didn't bomb in Cambodia, they bombed in South Vietnam. Then he winds up with a very sarcastic thing. Now, I guess we did deny we had any planes. Did we do that to begin with?
I don't believe we said that, Mr. President. I think we may have said, from here at least, that we
didn't bomb Cambodia, didn't
have the information, and then we got, I think the first response made publicly was a very careful one, because we didn't have full information. We know how controversial these things are. And then after that, I think we said we didn't bomb Cambodia. I don't think we ever said we didn't have any planes there.
Would you ask your public information man to get a transcript for 8 o'clock radio news from CBS this morning, look at it, have it analyzed by somebody out there?
Answered.
Yes, that's right.
I'll get it down to the ranch.
Thank you.